Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Chris Jackson.
Hi everyone, today's Speaking of Reliability short is brought to you by me. My name's Chris Jackson, I'm an Ascendo Reliability Contributor, and I'm going to talk about profit today versus profitability. Now these might seem like semantically similar concepts, but they're not. Profitability refers to a company's ability to make profit over the long haul in an enduring way, not just today, but in the future. And sometimes profitability means you need to make a loss today to ensure healthy gains in the future. And many, in fact, most organizations start in that, with that in mind. But when it changes to profit today, then some really bad things happen. So before we go into that in greater detail, let's look at what is happening with Boeing. Boeing's an aircraft manufacturer. I'm going to break this down into two phases. The first phase is 2013 to 2018. Let's call that phase one. And phase two is from 2018 to now. And in particular, let's talk about the then CEO, Dennis Muilenburg, who resigned essentially in December 2019 as a result of board of director pressure and shareholder anger. So in phase one, when Dennis Muilenburg was the CEO, he was very popular among shareholders because Boeing was very profitable. But Boeing was making a lot of third parties, a lot of these different groups and organizations within the ecosystem, within Boeing's ecosystem, very unhappy. And by ecosystem, we mean the suppliers, the regulators, the customers, and in some cases, the competitors, that even though they are competitors, you still need to have a relatively good working relationship with. So Muilenburg did a few things, such as ramp up this Boeing program called Partnering for Success, which introduced arbitrary cost reductions on suppliers. And if suppliers didn't reduce their prices, Boeing essentially tore up contracts and looked elsewhere. And there's a couple of iterations with this, and it was renamed or rebranded pilfering from suppliers as a result by that same ecosystem. He also, Boeing raised a suit against Bombardier, a small Canadian aircraft, in regard to their C-Series aircraft, which has about 100-seat capacity, but the US International Trade Commission unanimously ruled against Boeing. And Boeing was claiming that the C-Series is being sold to US airlines unfairly as a result of illegal Canadian subsidies. And the suit was eventually thrown out, and one observation was that Boeing had no competitive aircraft in that 100-seat range. So many commentators call this sort of behavior hard-nosed, bullying, very, very heavy-handed. And there was this mantra which seemed to be associated with Boeing behavior, where it was all about Boeing and not a lot about anybody else. From 2018 onwards, something changed, and that change was initiated by two very, very unfortunate crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, which was caused at least in part by the MCAS system that Boeing installed on the 737 MAX fleet. And it appears as if, with what we know now, that there is a rush from Boeing to declare this component or this system safe. The problem being that if the system fails, the aircraft has the ability to essentially override most of the pilot inputs when the MCAS system malfunctions, and it essentially thinks the aircraft is doing something it's not, leaving the aircraft to pitch down and eventually crash. Now, there's still some controversy about the role MCAS played, the extent to which the MCAS contributed to the crashes, but suffice to say, it was a significant part. So what has Dennis Muilenburg done in the last 2 years, phase two? Well, first thing he did was called the President of the United States, not the head of the FAA. He then set out all these arbitrary deadlines for the 737 MAX fleet to have the MCAS system repaired and essentially declared safe, so all the airlines who bought the 737 MAX fleets can then start using them again. And he became famous for issuing deadline after deadline, which started of days and weeks and months. And as of today, the issue still has not been resolved. And that's obviously a big deal for, you know, for airlines who are trying to work out if they should purchase new aircraft, if they should lease new aircraft. What do they need to do in response to the entire fleet being grounded? It all comes back to how long it's been grounded for. And Boeing received a very famous rebuke, somewhat unparalleled rebuke from the FAA in regard to how it was perceived as trying to force through the certification of the MCAS system without actually demonstrating to the FAA's satisfaction that the issue had been resolved. So I'm going to put it to listeners out there that this is not something that Boeing could not have avoided. I'm actually going to suggest that phase two of Dennis Muilenburg's career was a direct result, a direct outcome of his approach in phase one. Reliability is about collaboration. It is about investing in the future. It is about having strong working relationships with your suppliers, because if your product is made up primarily of supply parts, then it's actually the suppliers who are making your system reliable. And if you introduce arbitrary cost cuts, eventually someone's going to have to save the money. And how do you save the money and still make the sale? You sacrifice reliability. Now, there's a few other things that Dennis Muilenburg has done which deserve criticism, and specifically how he has dealt with the human problem of these crashes, because significant numbers of lives are lost, how he has focused on trying to get the 737 MAX certified as opposed to fixed. But it just goes to show that when you start focusing on trying to maximize profitability today, you inevitably start focusing on things that aren't your core business. That is changing the rules, trying to penalize your competitors, trying to get other people, other organizations to wear the cost reductions such as your suppliers. And it's going to come crashing down eventually. Those companies and organizations which have been here for the long term and have great brand name recognition and are considered profitable are those that understand this. They understand that investing today will diminish profit today but maximize profitability. And nowhere is this more important than reliability. So check out ExcendoReliability.com/go/SOR if you have something to say. And we're always looking forward to new topics to talk about. And this little short is in response to us reaching our 500th episode. So if you've got any ideas for what we want to talk about in the next 500 episodes, please comment. Please tell us what we can talk about. Please tell us how we're going. Please tell us what we're not doing well. And I can assure you, we listen to you. But beyond that, hope you're having a splendid day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?